Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:38 and it's Thursday. Have a great Thursday, you mother fathers.
Have a great Thursday, you mother.
Thanks, Maria. Okay, time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Radio.com app. Get the Radio.com app to stream Alice all day.
Okay. Kill it.
Right. The end. Here's what's happening. So we're waiting right now to hear from Georgia. The election officials there expect to release a report today on the hand tally of the presidential race, the recount. They've repeatedly said they expected to confirm that their original results, which has Democrat Joe Biden narrowly beating Republican President Donald Trump. The hand tally of about 5 million votes came from an audit required by a new state law that wasn't in response to any suspected problems with the state's results or
just
an official recount request. So anyway, that's the deal. We should get these results announced any minute now, but preliminary results say they expect it to confirm what they have already said. So there's that.
All right.
We'll see. So there's football on tonight. It should be a really good game. Arizona versus Seattle. Both teams are 6-3, and that's a 5:20 game time. Also, real quick, in the NBA draft, the Warriors selected James Wiseman. He's a center, and he's young. So I don't know how useful he'll be right off the bat, but and then the bad news was Klay Thompson that broke yesterday. He hurt himself and he is important to this year. So let's hope that it was just a broken toenail or something
just an owie.
Simple. Right. We can get a frozen Band-Aid on that. Let that thing chill for a minute or two and then get back to work. Right.
Yeah. Yes.
I've also mentioned more than once now, so I'll just skip it, but the coronavirus news so far has been pretty good today, as it looks like we're headed to vaccines before the end of the year.
Which is so huge.
It is. It's all good. Like, I'm really happy. I mean, I can even re-report it if anybody's
could
use the news. But basically, they're saying that the vaccine's going to be emergency produced. They'll have 20 million doses by the end of the year heading out to the people. Mm. And they're not going to be charging. So this is covered.
And that's just in America. Like, I have to assume that they are going to roll this out everywhere, right? Like, a certain amount of... we're certainly not the only country affected.
You know, the issue becomes, can they produce enough to sell it elsewhere?
Right.
Because I do know that governments like ours will say, no, we need first dibs on that. Hello.
Right.
So you're not going to send any of that anywhere until we get our people covered. So I don't know how that works, really.
Yeah, I don't either. And I mean, the trouble with the Pfizer one is that it's got to be at 100 degrees below zero Fahrenheit or some crazy number. Like, I don't know how you'd get that if you were shipping it from America, let's say. That'd be difficult to get all over to Brazil, say.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how any of that is going to work out, but I know that we have the vaccine coming, everyone.
Woo!
And it's going to roll out in big numbers. And, the news is good there. One of the bad news stories is coronavirus being the big sickness as we head into winter makes people wonder if they can actually call in sick if they've just got a cold. Like, do you use your sick days if you've got
a cold? Nobody wants you around with a cold either, you know? If you're spreading that, what else are you spreading?
Yeah. Oh, and I don't even know how you've decided you have a cold versus coronavirus.
I know, because like, any little cough or sneeze or sniffle, and you're just like, oh, God, I've got it. I have it.
I had a little bit of a, I don't want to say it's even a cold, but my body reacted when the weather changed for a minute, and there was just a little bit of a, I don't know, a tickle, a thing. Mm. It wasn't a thing, but I'm overreacting to everything my body does. So
we all are. That is definitely the thing now.
Because right in the middle, I want to say, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, the weather just switched. And it seemed like it happened over a weekend. And suddenly it was like, wow, it's cold out. Huh.
Right.
Look at that.
Oh, and I've got a little. Oh.
What is this? Right. Exactly. Oh, and here's another one. USA Today is keeping a running list of coronavirus restrictions for in every U.S. state. Meaning, if you are gonna travel for Thanksgiving, you may want to look at the USA Today list of coronavirus restrictions. They'll have the state you might be headed to, and you may need to know what their deal is before you go. So, that's worthwhile. New estimates out of Columbia University have found 3.6 million Americans have coronavirus right now.
Oh,
my God.
They
say that's almost 1% of the population and way higher than the official case count, because most people, once they get it, just stay indoors and haven't been tested or reported it to anyone. So the numbers are higher than we know, I guess, is their point.
That's actually an incredibly high number.
Yeah. Yep.
Yikes.
Let's see.
And they say those are the people who have it right now?
Right now. 3.6 million.
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I wonder when this whole thing is done, what actual percent... Well, we'll probably never know for sure, because you're right. I think a lot of people are sick and they go, I'm just staying in. I might have it. I'm going to my room and I'm not coming out.
Yeah, I mean, if I felt it coming on but wasn't actually sick yet, I might get tested so I knew if I'm supposed to leave my house and stay away from my kids and wife. But if I woke up sick, I don't need
I'm
to go
sick.
Get tested. I'm just going to go hide and wait it out. You know, give it the 2 weeks it needs. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, baby. You know that.
Fact. This is a weird one.
All right.
The reason Chuck E. Cheese loves celebrating birthdays is, according to a book on his origin story, he's an orphan who didn't know his own birthday, so he loved other kids' parties.
Oh, how sad.
That is very sad,
isn't
it?
Is he a rat or a mouse?
That's a question I can't answer. I never really went to Chuck E. Cheese as a kid. I don't even know that anyone goes there. Does anyone go there?
I went there once. I saw a lady.
I used to go all the time when I was a kid with my daycare.
Oh.
Like, and
every
you loved
summer.
It.
Yeah. Feeding the tickets in the ticket feeder, but they don't do anymore. Now you just scan it.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Not fun.
So you've been recently?
The last time I went actually was, I was 21. I went for a group project.
I was 21.
Yeah.
What kind of group project takes you to figure out if it's a rat or a mouse?
No, it was a small group class, and so basically we were trying to do like the most elaborate things to get extra credit. We also went to like the Winchester Mystery House and took a bunch of pictures, and we won.
All right.
So,
well, congratulations, Chuck E. Cheese made you a winner.
Yeah,
he was an anthropomorphic rat that changed into a mouse.
What?
Yeah.
He's both, then.
Yeah. That's all what right. It says here.
Mm-hmm. Also,
Chevy Chase.
Tall, so. Yes, Chevy Chase, yes.
You know.
The town of Maryland
or
the actor?
We've heard he's such a jerk, but I actually love Fletch.
Yeah.
I love Vacation and the holiday one and even European Vacation. I love them. I love them. Anyway, Chevy Chase played in a band in college with two dudes named Walter Becker and Donald Fagen.
Oh, he did?
Can you name the band they went on to
Steely
be?
Steely Dan.
Right.
That's wow. So is he talented? Talented musician.
He must be, because those dudes
are. They wouldn't hang with just some jamoke, you know.
Right. They're super talented and happy to tell you about it. They're not pretentious at all.
What? What?
Anyway, Costco sells roughly 1/8 of all the blueberries in the world.
Oh wow, Costco, huh? I don't know if I've
ever been getting a lot of stuff from Costco through this pandemic.
Well, they'll deliver
a lot more stuff than we normally would.
Right. I wonder if some of that is frozen blueberries, you know? It must be, because John, we don't really buy fresh blueberries. He'll buy like the frozen blueberries. Puts them in smoothies and crap.
We do both.
It's supposed to be really good for you, right?
Big old sort of
tubs.
Things. Yeah. The official medical term for the butt crack is, I bet Sarah knows this.
The medical term for the butt crack. Is it where the good Lord split you?
No, intergluteal cleft.
Oh, well, cleft. I like that. Your butt
giraffes.
Cleft. Oh, giraffes. Oh, boy, there's a lot of these.
Sleep for less than 2 hours a day.
Well, things
won't eat them. Pythons.
Oh, okay.
Sleep for 18 hours a day.
Huh.
What? So you're way more python-y than you are giraffe-y.
Oh, I wish I could be even more python-y than I already am.
I quite frankly don't know how you do it, but I'm
the sleeping, I get in bed, close my eyes.
Yeah, but, you know.
And I don't have kids.
After 8 hours, I mean, really.
Well, I might wake up and just lay there enjoying the coziness. Drift back off to sleep.
While your body parts ache from laying.
What's going on with you and laying down? Like, why do you ache when you lay down? Like, all I can think is, Jesus, I've never been this comfortable. Why would I ever move? This is delightful.
I hear bed sores start to form at some point, no matter what. That's just what I've heard.
Bed sores form on people who are bedridden for months and then some. How long, can you look up, please, how long does it take for the first bed sore to form? Just so we could, like, put Vinny's mind at ease and he could sleep till 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
No, listen.
Find that
all
out.
Joking
I need to
aside,
know that.
I couldn't stay in bed for more than 8 hours in the most comfortable bed, in the most comfortable place in the world, no matter what. I just don't. I don't know how you do it.
It doesn't take a lot of willpower, I'll tell you that right now. Oh, I can stay? Okay, I will.
I looked up how long it takes to get bed sores, but they gave me an answer that's kind of different. It says when the blood supply is cut off for more than 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah, see
blood supply, Vinny.
Yeah,
That's weird. Yeah,
right. See,
okay, great, whatever.
The millennials are out here bragging again.
Okay,
freaking
millennials. What do they have to brag about? Stop it.
They say that. Most of them who have been working from home during the pandemic have had sex while on the clock. They're doing it.
Oh. Well, as long as you remember to turn off
your Zoom meeting.
Your Zoom meeting, Jeffrey
and
Toobin.
And audio.
Right, all of it.
Also, the pandemic has helped them be more adventurous while doing it.
Oh.
Many have tried new positions. Over half have brought up a kink or fetish that they hadn't mentioned before, so they're moving into new ways to do it. And often that thought process leads to trying it. So many have not only thought about trying something kinky, they've performed it. Oh, millennials.
Good for the kids. Good.
You're
for
having
you.
All the fun.
Yeah.
Pandemic's
working
Brian.
Out for you.
Me?
Aren't you a millennial?
I am. I'm on the older side of it. I wonder if, what is Nikki? What are you, Nicole?
Millennial.
Oh, you are too. So
yeah. You are?
Yeah.
So we're at the very.
What's the ages for millennials right now?
No. Oh, man.
What? It's not like a hard question. Freaking research it. Guys are the ones with computers in front of you.
From 23 to 38. So actually, yeah, she's
right in the middle. Yeah,
you're the same, the two of you. Yeah. Good for you.
One last story.
All right.
I'm familiar with a dude who did this, so I had to laugh when I saw it. There's something called hat fishing. Have you heard of this?
hat fishing as
hat
opposed
fishing.
As opposed to cat fishing?
It's a new dating term. They say it's made up, but it is something women have had to deal with. The new thing to look out for is hat fishing, in which someone hides their baldness on dating apps with a cap, and then they continue to hide it. There's no sort of presentation of the baldness.
I'd like to show you what's really going on here.
Right.
I'll put that right back
with
on.
With my buddy, we used to just be like, I guess you're just holding it in. Is that what's happening here? Like, he wouldn't take off his hat. He would sleep in a hat at a girl's house when they were newly together because he didn't want to expose what was going on under there.
Oh, boy.
I feel like that is no way to live. But plenty of guys are doing it. According to over 20% of bald guys, they've tried to pull the hat, the hat thing off. And plenty of women say, I went with a guy thinking it was all good. And then, you know, the hat came off finally.
It is all good. It's still all good. So what? Who's counting hairs? Come on.
Well, some people, and that's what I would say to any of these dudes is, do you really want to be with someone who's going to dump you the second they see what's going on under that hat?
Because it's not growing back under there.
What is the point? God, you're hoping she'll be too in love to leave you after that? She's still going to, if she's that person, she's still going to be like, oh, God, gross. I wouldn't want any part of that. I'd be like, get out. Who needs you?
Same thing I told my hair. Get out.
Right. Leave already. Our text number is 800-400-36. Oh, not you guys. You guys can stay. I have people crawling into the room at the moment.
But they thought you said get out?
Well, yeah, because they walked in on a bit where we were.
I see.
Anyway. Text number 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. S&V, I did laundry and was counting articles to hang as I moved them from washer to dryer.
Huh. Yeah, counting. I do that too. Then I know what percentage through the folding process I am.
Sarah?
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, Alice, that screech from that lady in your promo commercial is just too much. My ears cannot take it any longer. What screech?
It's an Alice
promo?
Yeah, I think it's a...
Is it the one we play before the live spots?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She, like, screams at... Like, right when Sarah says correct, she
Because
she
wants something.
She wants something.
Super excited.
Yeah. Oh, we love that. Yeah. We want to promote people who scream and...
And be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's really grating on the person...
You know, I can
Come on.
That
can't you just
change
love...
that. Just take it down.
I have
Joy.
To leave that same promo there, though, because that's Sheesh. How you guys recognize
it. Yeah, that's how I know. When I hear that promo, I'm like, oh, I must have a live spot to do here.
Now the listeners know, too.
Yeah. It's the dead.
Vinny asks if anyone goes to Chuck E. Cheese. Are you kidding? Before Corona, it was so packed you could barely get in and needed reservations months in advance for birthday parties. All right. Well, I don't have one anywhere near me, so it's not something that we consider. Yeah. And
we went out of our way to go to one, and I watched a lady punch her kid in the face. So
what?
That was awesome. And then my kids both got something where their whole face is lit up with rashes. Like, they got these horrible rashes from the tunnels of the ball bin or whatever.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I never went in there. I just played the games.
Sure you didn't. So those weren't your germs? No, I was like, this is not the place for us. That lady just punched her kid. Closed fist. I was like, where am I?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, that's weird. Bullwinkle's was the cooler place in the 80s versus Chuck E. Cheese. In the South Bay, anyway.
Bullwinkle's.
Bullwinkle's. Do you know what that story I have a story from Bullwinkle's.
Oh, that's right. You used to work at Bullwinkle's. Well, you worked there for like, what, a minute and a half and had to strip out. You were tripping and stripped out of the outfit as you left.
That was a new restaurant in town. I'd already worked my way through many of the places in my area, you know, coming
as
and going.
As you do, sure.
Right. I got a job there. I had to do training, and then the first day I actually started, yes, I quit. So I didn't actually get a full day.
Well, you quit because you showed up tripping, and then you had to strip off the thing. And
I didn't know what LSD was, Sarah. That's the truth. I did not know. I didn't know a piece of paper could send you on a 12-hour adventure. Mm-hmm. I really didn't believe it and thought, you know, listen, I'm a guy who can drink.
I got to go to work in an hour. Why wouldn't I take this? Come on. It's a piece of paper.
Duh. And that was the end of that job. And for the record, I walked out of there. I left my uniform behind, because I knew I would never want to come back here again.
No.
I am burning this bridge in entirety. Goodbye. Let me see. Oh, I'm out of time. I have a ton of texts, though, and a lot of birthday wishes for our Sarah. So Yay. Let's take a break. We'll be back after these on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.